This Headington skyscraper was about to mark its 32nd year wedged between the chimney pots, and I was fast approaching 42. A decade spent living in New York had defamiliarised the sight of it. Buckley's symbol of frustration became visible again. I thought of another untitled sculpture I'd seen, by an artist who was curious why images and objects lose our attention the longer we spend with them. In 2017, Simon Martin made a bronze figurine that he only considered activated if a fresh organic lemon was placed next to it. If there was no lemon, or if the citrus had rotted, Martin ruled the artwork incomplete. The act of replacing the fruit every week or two was analogous to watering the plants, a reminder not to let the familiar turn invisible, neglected. In 2018, the spectre of nuclear conflict, tensions with Russia, a resurgent right and women leading protests in the streets were back in the news. Fresh lemons for Buckley's sculpture. What an odd sight it must have been for people seeing it in 1986, 5 years before Damien Hirst turned a taxidermied shark into an artwork iconic of the 1990s. Decades before pop comical works like this became more common, the kind of spectacle you might find sitting on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square, London, or helping a New York plaza art wash its private ownership. I was reminded of a question a student once asked me. When does a work of art happen?